Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
And welcome to Here for the Right Reasons, Us Weekly's Bachelor podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Herron. And on week 7, Joey has solidified his final 4. And I can't lie, some of his picks, they surprised me a little bit. Here to break it all down is a former Bachelor winner and star, the host of the After Reality podcast. Hi, Courtney Robertson.
Hello. Hey, Sarah. Hey. How you doing?
I'm good. It's so nice to see you again.
You too. Thanks for having me back.
I want to jump into Joey, but of course I have to ask you first, how are you feeling? Pregnant with baby number 3, how's it going?
Yeah, you know, it's going good. There's light at the end of the tunnel. I definitely am more uncomfortable this time, but I'm excited to meet him. I've got like 2.5 months to go, so.
Oh my God. Your older 2 kids, how old are they? And do they know that little brother is coming?
Yeah, so 3.5 and 2. And they know. My son is so excited. I think my daughter's still a little bit too young to fully understand it, but they're so excited. And we'll see when he gets here, though.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait. Well, let's talk Joey. How have you been feeling overall about the season? Are you enjoying it? I feel like people are really liking Joey. But what is your take on the season before we get into this specific episode?
Yes. I've been loving this season. I think it's Bachelor back at its finest. The travel's amazing. The COVID seasons were rough. They were rough. And I think a lot of the viewers like to watch to see the travel. Like, I'm like, hell, I want to go to Canada now. I want to go to Jasper. I want a polar plunge. But I think Joey is a fantastic Bachelor. I really think that he's probably one of the best ones they've had in a long time. He's genuine. He's easy on the eyes. And the cast is incredible. Like, you know, it was a little bit hard in the beginning because there were so many. I think this was the most women that they've ever had. And it was a little like hard to like learn who's who and who the players are. But now we're down to what, week 7. I think there's 6 left. It's like the last group date. And I'm like, okay, I'm ready. Like, too many girls for me.
No, 100%.
So, yeah, he's a total babe.
He is a total babe. I love him. But also, what an ad for Jasper, Canada. I've never wanted to go somewhere more. Like that, it looked incredible.
Me too. I'm like, oh my gosh, where's they been hiding? So yeah, no, it was so good. And he's just got high likability. Maria is a standout as well. She reminds me a lot of myself when I was on the season. And I've enjoyed watching her. Daisy's, everybody has like a pretty compelling story as well. But yeah, no, it's just been enjoyable. Like, I'm like, this is, especially coming off of Golden Bachelor, which did so well. I think that this is like, okay, they've gotten back to it. They've mixed some things up a little bit. They had drones. I mean, it's super elevated. And that's why I watch. I think that's why a lot of people watch.
I think so too. I think it's the perfect storm. And something else they're doing a little differently that they did with the Golden Bachelor and they carried on with Joey were these cold opens. So this like high drama, and it started the season with Joey at his final rose ceremony, so emotional. And now we're still weeks away, kind of waiting to find out what that was. And then this week it was that Maria tease, like, is she going to quit? And I will say, I mean, the ABC editing has always been pretty good, but these cold opens, they get me pumped for the episode. I'm like waiting for the big moment. Like, I was on my edge of my seat waiting for Maria to potentially quit.
Oh, me too. She played the make me stay card, which I did on my season. Yeah. So, I'm loving the little teasers in the beginning. And next week, I love the preview for next week. Hometowns are my favorite. But it looks like there's some parents that are going to be a little, you know, I always say like not a supportive, like the bad cop. It's just been really good. What do you think? Has this been one of your favorites? I know you watch religiously. What do you think of Joy? I'd love to hear your thoughts.
Yeah, I really have been enjoying it. And I'm trying to like put my finger on what it is. And I kind of feel like Joey is just a breath of fresh air for a couple reasons. I think they're editing him beautifully. One, like the last couple seasons, it kind of felt like the show almost turned on the lead. Like Clayton and Zach, it was just like, they made some bad decisions, but I also feel like the show wasn't really protecting them. Mm-hmm. And I think with Joey, I don't want to discount what he's brought to the show because I do think he's great on his own. But I also think they're showing us little cute nuggets of his personality. They're letting us see his vulnerable side. They've done the same thing with the women. Like, I feel like I know them. Like, I think they're just editing it better. Whereas the last couple seasons, it got like the formula is the same, but the formula was almost failing them. And mm-hmm. I think the combination of the people and the way they went back to basics of editing it has helped. Like, I really kind of feel like I know Joey. And the last couple leads, I've been like, all I know about you is the last couple of decisions you made, like, weren't so great. Like, I feel like they're giving him a good shot. I don't know if that makes sense.
No, it totally does. It really does. And, you know, they're showing like the clips of the producer, like him being like, hey, like, I'm going to get to the Alta and Malta. And then he's like, come on. Like, there's definitely like more produced, like they've switched it up. And like, you can tell that the music is good. They could have easily made Maria the villain. I was so impressed last night on Joey's and Daisy's date. They had like actual music playing in the background. Hell, they had Michael Bolton in the early days. Like everything, top notch. Great. Like we needed this.
I agree with you. The Michael Bolton, the drone. I think the Golden Bachelor. I think we got to thank Gary for getting some ratings up and giving us a bigger budget. And then that KFC ad should get some credit.
Oh, Jesse Palmer. By the way, he's not in it that much. I was shocked they brought him out last night, and all he said was like, "This is the last rose for tonight." It's like, well, yeah, no shit, Sherlock. There's only one. That was it. He's not in it very much. It's like, you know, it's kind of interesting to me that he's not in it as much, but it's working. But yeah, him in the raft eating chicken. Oh my God. But I will say it made me wanted chicken. It did make me want some KFC.
Got a pregnancy craving now, KFC, because of the show.
Yeah, everything is a pregnancy craving. And I'm just like, okay, I want KFC now. I've been influenced.
One thing they have been showing Jesse Palmer doing is playing tennis with Joey. He's getting his tennis lessons in. So shout out to Jesse Palmer for getting free tennis lessons out of this kid, because they've shown that like four times.
It's amazing. At every place they go, he can find a tennis court. That Joey, he's always on a tennis court.
I love it. You mentioned the music in Daisy's date, and I want to just jump into that first one-on-one because mm-hmm. I don't know about you, but Daisy has been a clear front runner, I think, for a lot of people, including myself. And this date with the horseback riding and the ice skating and the hot tub in the middle of nowhere, it was like this classic Bachelor meets Hallmark Channel, and it was elevated by that real music, like you mentioned.
Yes.
And I can't decide if it was because Daisy wins or if they upped the ante to then have it ripped out from under us when she in that confessional, just for the effect of her being like, well, I don't love him yet. And I was like, oh, that hits so much more because of that music. I really think it did.
Yes. I almost wondered if they were teeing her up for Bachelorette too. You know, because they have given – and Maria as well. You know, Maria has – like I said, they could have easily played the bad music when the girls were trying to make her out to be the bully, for example. And then she's like, hey, I've been bullied. And the music that they were playing, you know, they could have easily not shown that. And they – like she – they gave her a positive edit there for sure. But yeah, no, Daisy, I don't know if anybody's ever gotten to this point and she's like, hey, I'm not going to love level for you and say I'm falling for you. You know, and I thought it was interesting, something I noticed with the ice skating date afterwards. She's like, I'm falling. And then they show it in the next clip, like, I think it's happening. But I wondered if she was talking about falling on the ice skating rink and then they just clipped it together. But they're so cute. She's got, right? It's a theory. Cause like, and if you watch it back, you can see that they've clipped two things together. It's not like fluid. She's like, I'm falling. Like she was probably like, I'm falling all over the place. Take a following and then it's happening. So, but I don't know. It will be interesting to see how it plays out. She's got high likability and her storyline is super compelling. And he seems super into her. But I will say Kelsey's date really, I feel like she's kind of been like a Lauren Leindyke where she's just kind of like been there, but like not like overtly a front runner until we saw this date. Like at towards the end, it's like, oh, wow, he really likes her.
I like that comparison to Lauren. That's really interesting because it does feel like there's a few cases where they're not so obvious in the beginning and they maybe get a one-on-one date later on, but it's just enough where they pick up like when it matters and maybe some of the other connections like fizzle out because Daisy has been such a like front runner and because Joey's trigger, right. And this kind of was like a little dash of that. Like when she was like, I really like you and his face, like a little part of him died. But then it kind of came back. Like he kind of like felt over it maybe, like when he was kind of rubbing her leg and like he's really into her. But when he was talking to Kelsey A, he was kind of giving the eyes he used to give to Daisy to Kelsey A.
Oh, ocean eyes. He was like a smitten little kitten. And I was like, wow, I remember that feeling in the beginning. He wears his heart on his face. And I totally picked up on that. He has googly, like shooting hearts out of his eyes for her. And yeah, so I think she was kind of buried in there. I mean, in my opinion, she just didn't seem like an overt like front runner until last night.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I think that, you know, I saw a couple of people on Twitter pointing out, or X, excuse me, that at least from what they showed, it looked like Kelsey might have been someone who asked Joey questions about him and tried to get like kind of have more of a conversation in which she asked like, oh, how's your dad? Like, what did he feel about the process? And kind of ask questions about him, not just the other way around. And like, we don't know what we didn't see, but for them to include that and for them to include the line of Joey saying, this has been like my easiest conversation with Kelsey, like they're on the up and up where it feels like Daisy and Joey might be like flatlining or hitting their peak. But I'm not, yes. I'm not totally convinced because of that music and because of that hallmark of it all. Like it feels like ABC wants us to like Daisy, but maybe it's a bachelorette thing.
I think it's giving bachelorette, but I think that Maria is such a fan favorite and like, she's so bold and she's unlike any players that they've had. She's so confident. So I think, you know, if he doesn't pick Daisy, which all along I've been like, it's Daisy. I think it's going to come down to they're giving her, I think it will come down to honestly after the final rose and the women tell all and how it airs out. Cause that's when you can really tell like, oh, you know, they'll kind of gauge the audience or who knows, maybe by then they'll announce the bachelorette after the final rose. I just wonder, let's say if it's Maria, between Maria, just hypothetical Maria and Daisy, how the hearing would affect Daisy, if it would be overwhelming for her or, you know, and all, honestly, she'd have to accept the gig to do it.
Right. And Daisy's also like, she's seeing Instagram growth that a Bachelor contestant has not seen since like Matt James. Like she has more followers than all the last past leads. Like it kind of goes back, and Maria too. But Daisy specifically, it's almost like, does she need to be the bachelorette? Will she get her like influencer career on TikTok and Instagram without potentially putting herself through another 12 episodes of television? Could she have the Tyler Cameron of it all where she's a runner up and actually never has to film another second again? Because Tyler's been kind of our big exception to one season still as famous as you're probably going to get. I think Daisy could be the new Tyler Cameron if she doesn't win.
You're so right. And Tyler Cameron shows up after the final rose, like having been going on dates with Gigi Hadid. Remember that? That's a really interesting theory. Yeah, that's an interesting theory, Sarah. I could totally see that. And then, but I also feel that way about Maria. Like, I'm sure there's guys at home just sliding into her DMs if he didn't pick her. But I really see it between them. I do think that the process is starting to get to her. But she did play the, you know, I might leave card, which was well played. I did that right before hometowns, kind of knowing, like, it was like, make me stay. You just kind of want that little, it's almost like trying to pull more out from The Bachelor to, like, tell me how you feel about me.
Let's talk about that. Because one, throughout the season, I've been like, oh, Maria, she's giving some Courtney. She's giving Courtney. Did you get DMs or like responses or see it yourself right away where you're like, oh, like this Maria, like I see some similarities between us?
I did. I actually reached out to her. She's been lovely. And I just said, hey, if you need anything, you know, I was like, oh, shoot, she's getting maybe a villain edit, but I don't think she got it at all. And I really like her style. I do think she's an introvert. She mentioned that. I'm like, I'm a total homebody too. And the whole process, I can't wait to hear more of her side of the story. And like, you know, she's also such TV gold. I'm sure that they were pulling her into interviews constantly because she's so funny. She's so confident. And as soon as the girls started kind of ganging up on her, that like hit so close to home for me because the girls were doing that to me and they were running to The Bachelor and saying like, oh, she's this or that. So I felt for her. I was like, I have lived through that. And my Bachelor just, I remember him saying to the girls, like, well, what is she doing? Like, there was no real, they just didn't like me. There was like no real, like, oh, she did this or X, Y, and Z. So I'm glad that it didn't like sway his perception of her. It's very similar to my storyline. And then her being like, hey, like, you know, I don't know. It's like hometowns. Like, it to me, what I was kind of doing that right before hometowns because I was nervous about like bringing this guy home. And part of it was probably like a little self-sabotage as well. Like, this is getting real. Yeah. So, yeah, but I like her. I think she's super confident. And I think that's, you don't always see that, you know?
No, you definitely don't. It's hard to have any sort of confidence on this show without it being edited a certain way or it coming off a certain way. And I think something that's benefited Maria for once is kind of the social media aspect of it, because everyone is being like, hey, we didn't see you say shut the F up, or we didn't see you do this. And it's kind of like the audience being like turning on the other women. Whereas in historically on this show, it's usually like once you're ostracized, everyone's like, oh, you're the problem. But Maria, they gave a fair edit, I think. And also like, we got to kind of as an audience be like, oh, wait, no, like we like her.
Yeah,
you can try all you want. And then it like aired out differently than the story would normally go. And it was refreshing and a little different. And then watching her go from like a 2-on-1 to a successful 1-on-1 within a matter of weeks, it was like, oh, like, okay, Maria, like you've had every kind of arc so far. And now you have the I might leave arc, but I'm staying and I'm going to hometowns. Like, it's been fascinating to watch her.
I think so too. And that's, I'd love to see more contestants like that. I'm in her corner. I would love to see her as a bachelorette. They're both so stunning to look at. Both like their skin, everything, you know, they're just fun to watch. Both of them, even Daisy, she's got game. I mean, the whole like, I need my foot rubs every night and I like them multiple times and I like it hard. Like, she's like kind of sexy and flirty and she drops these little comments that I'm like, yes, like that's a good move, you know, show him you know. So I think, yeah, I really like Maria. I can't wait to see her dad. I love the previews. I watched him twice. It looks like he comes in hot on Joey. So I cannot. Hometowns are my favorite. So I'm excited for that and to see what happens next.
I know. It looks really good. With the Maria kind of playing the are you going to ask me to stay card, I just want to note, it was a risk with Joey because of his I'm scared I like someone more than they like me trigger and like storyline.
His biggest
fear.
So like
she had to be hoping he was going to obviously be like, you know, beg me to stay. But then the sec he shut off pretty quickly and was like, okay, is this it? Like I was like kind of surprised that he didn't like fall into it at all. And then she had to come back and be like, just kidding. Like it didn't really work for her as well as I think it might have worked for you.
She was like apologetic. Who, whatever producer talked to her in that bathroom gets a gold medal, because, you know, they show her crying and they're talking to someone and they were like, this is not working. And then, yeah, she handled it well. She bounced back. And then she got what happened to me on my season, because I kind of did that. I was kind of pulled the make me stay. And then he pulled me aside at the rose ceremony. And he said, like, I need to know, like, if I'm taking you, that you're going to stay. And I mean, you see her bounce off when he's like, can I talk to you? Like, she instantly looks like, oh, this is exciting. She didn't look worried, like, oh, he's going to send me home. Mm-hmm. So it's nice. She got the extra time.
It was so interesting that he opted not to give out that group date rose, because to me that said, okay, I know I have one-on-one time with Daisy and Kelsey A. Those are my top two. You know, Jen, Maria, Kelsey T, Rachel, I like you guys, but I'm not ready to commit to which even one of you that I'm solidifying through this. I mean, you had Rachel, who's lactose intolerant, drinking elk milk. You had Kelsey T, like, technically win this competition, but instead he just went, talk to you later, and then actually not talk to you later because I'm canceling the cocktail party. It was an interesting move by Joey that I'm surprised they let him do. I guess we were more on the edge of our seat at the rose ceremony, but it was like, felt like a big statement to me that he didn't give out a group date rose. And if I was any of those four, I'd be like, oh, he's just picking out of a hat. Like, he likes the other two. And we're all just like, the producer's got to go let him know which ones to keep. Like, I'd be pissed if I was on that final group date and there was no rose.
Yeah. And then, oh, absolutely. I mean, I think, and that was like the desperado date with the, you know, the one girl came up and kissed him while he was in his interviews. And I think she probably knew, like, everybody was like, this is now or never. Like, we need to attack him on this group date. And exactly. I don't know if I've ever seen him do that. I would be pissed too. I probably would have, they've seen people like pull him aside, like, hey, can I talk to you before you make your decision? But clearly he had his mind made up. I think that they know pretty early on, the lead, who it is.
I do too.
Or the final two, at least.
Well, that does leave us with the final. I top two for sure. That leaves us with our final four of Daisy, Maria, Kelsey A, and Rachel, with Jen and Kelsey T going home. Does any of that surprise you? I was a little surprised by Rachel getting a rose. I could have seen Jen or Kelsey T gotten that one over Rachel. I'm sure Rachel's great. I just feel like we haven't seen as much of her on the show as we've seen of Jen and Kelsey T.
Yeah, I was a little surprised by Rachel too, honestly. I think that he liked the talk about the family stuff. And again, I remember my bachelor telling me towards the end, like, he's like, I kept girls, because I knew it was you. He's like, I kept girls that I felt like it would be easier on them, he felt like it was kind of a mutual, do you know what I mean? That's just one theory, but they did have that. She got the dance, like, at the.
He kept Rachel because when he breaks up with Rachel after meeting her family, it won't be as serious as maybe Kelsey T and Jen, who have stronger feelings for him, to kind of enter that real world. Is that what you mean?
Yes. Oh. Yeah. And that's kind of what my bachelor had told me. Like, oh, I kept girls that, like, I knew it would be kind of easier to let down. But that's horrible to say, like, what do I know? But I was kind of surprised by Rachel. I kind of was, like you said, I haven't seen a lot of real chemistry between them.
Yeah.
Personally.
Yeah. I mean, we don't know what we don't know. And maybe there's a reason he kept her, but I was just surprised. I thought he maybe wanted to make out with Jen a little bit more, but I guess he got his fix during that last group date. I don't know.
Well, they're, and also it'd be all so nice to have an Asian bachelorette, but with Maria and even Kelsey, with all these, whoever he picks, they are all such good contenders. I loved Kelsey. It's A, right? Her story about losing her mom, you know, that hits close to home for me. And my dad is my hero. I dedicated my book to him, and I can't wait for her hometown to kind of, she's got a great, compelling story. And she's got high likability. I love the polar plunge. You know me. Yeah. I love to go swimming on bachelor dates. I was like, this is my kind of date. Like, I would be out there plunging into the polars and drinking. She's drinking beer and shooting pool. Like, we really got to see, like, a fun side to her. And I think you can visibly see him falling in love with her more.
I totally agree. Whereas the Daisy got like the, this is all Bachelor fake romancy stuff. Not that they're fake. And there were some cute moments. Like I liked when Daisy was like, well, either way, I'm going home, but hopefully it's with you. Like that was a nice moment. But overall, that date was just set up to be so Bachelor and so like not organic. Whereas the Kelsey date was set up to be things people would do if they were visiting Canada that they could afford to do, like go shoot pool. Yeah, real life. It was more real. And as you said, like, I think you could see Joey like picturing his little life with Kelsey A for a second there after maybe thinking it was Daisy. Maybe we saw him shift in this episode. I don't know. Maybe we're reading into it. I don't know.
Well, and then I wanted to touch on the hot tub because I was in that same hot tub in Switzerland on my overnight date. That hot tub, man, that I don't know if they've traveled with that thing, but it's like in every freaking season. It's like a little barrel. I think there was only one season they put him in like a I think it's the same hot tub. I think that they bring that with them. Unless there's a rental company in every place. That's a good question. After my finale proposal, I saw they had a helicopter like with a big box hanging from it, like with stuff that they needed, like this massive crate that they were helicoptering in. And it was right after our proposal we were doing our like, we're engaged. And I looked up, we had to hold for sound. And I was like, is Lindsay in there?
Going into hometowns, you mentioned they're your favorite. One, what is something the audience should think about or remember when we're watching these families or we are, you know, the real world kind of enters? Like what is either something we should remember or we should know about what it's like for the hometown dates? Because they're a big part of the show and sometimes change how it all shakes out.
Oh gosh, there is so much to know. I had my dad on and interviewed him for my podcast about what it was like from a parent's perspective, which is super interesting because, you know, we sign up to do the show. And before I left, I told my parents like, hey, I don't know how this is going to go down, but if I make it to hometowns, are you guys okay, you know, them coming to film at your house? And my mom didn't want like it. She didn't want me to do it at all. And, you know, there's some people that don't do it, like to do it at their house. Luckily, my parents said yes, and they agreed to it. But I think that something that's interesting for the viewers to know is that, like, you don't get to talk to your parents at all. Like, the moment you walk in, it is actually the first time that you're seeing parents. For me, it was about 2 months, maybe. No communication. Wow. So, yeah. And then the Bachelor always brings a gift. They bring, like, flowers or this or that. But I mean, there's definitely so much. I mean, it's definitely orchestrated. Like, you know, it's like, hey, can I pull you for a minute? But it goes by so quick. It's really not a lot of time. It's like you sit down. My dad called it like the Last Supper, which he's like, it was all this food that we couldn't eat. And then it's like, okay, I'm going to pull you. And then it's like my mom saying like, hey, can I talk to you over here? And my sister like, but like, I'm like trying to tell her like, you know, I think it's me. But yeah, they don't really let you talk offline either. Like as soon as like we were done filming, they let me talk to my parents for 5 minutes and then they whisked me out of there. So that's just kind of a little behind the scenes stuff that's interesting. But yeah, I think the order of it is be interesting to see how, because they're in Canada and Maria's parents, it sounds like, are in Canada. So I'm like, I'm wondering what the order is going to be, but sometimes they show them out of order.
Right. That's something good to keep in mind, though. They're in Canada already. So if we see Maria last, maybe start questioning what's being put in front of us, because that wouldn't make a lot of sense logistically, would it?
Exactly. And I was the last hometown, which was so nice for me because I had like a couple days to really just recharge after international travel before I got my nails done. I bought some new clothes and I wasn't, you know, I had a little bit of downtime, which is kind of cool because it's just like a high, fast paced filming schedule.
Yeah. I would also imagine after you get your family involved and you're removed from the show as much as you have been, and you've seen people that aren't all just producers or aren't just your co-stars, you must like, it must just be a mind game. And then you have to go back into it a little bit and go back to the travel. Is that like the moment that I would imagine most contestants are like, okay, I have to be real with myself about what I'm feeling. I have to either continue writing this out. like, do you allow yourself to get out of the bubble, or do you try to just stay in it? Cause you're like, I still got a long way to go. Like, it must just be a mind F because it's your first break, even though it's not a real break.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, I would say it definitely gave me a boost seeing my family, and, yeah, but you're right though. I could see that. I mean, I was in my hometown and it felt so comforting to be there, but then I'm like also staying at a hotel down the street. I'm like, this is weird. Like, it was so nice and comforting to see my family and to see that they're okay. And I mean, little things like my sister had started dating somebody before I left. And then like, she's like, we're like really serious now. Like, I miss that whole, you know, like just that daily connection that we had. But yeah, then it definitely lifted my spirits and gave me energy to throw myself back into it. And I somebody had spoiled to me that we were going to Switzerland. I think it was my sister. Yeah, it was. She had read Reality Steve, and I was getting ready to leave. She's like, "You're going to Switzerland," and I was like, "What?" So she gave me like some warm clothes. She's like, "Here, take these things." So, yeah, so I knew at least where I was going. Because, you know, it's kind of weird when you don't know where you're really going, too.
Yeah, there it is. I could talk to you forever, and I hope you come back. But if people want more from you after Reality, when do the episodes come out? What have been the major highlights lately? Give me the plug.
Oh, you're so sweet, Sarah. So it's After Reality with Courtney Robertson, and I'm interviewing a lot of former Bachelor contestants. I'm also recapping each week with Alana Noel, who is a former producer of the show, and she has a lot of tea and like a different perspective, and people have been enjoying that. And yeah, I've got some Love is Blind guests coming up. It's just been a lot of fun. So my episodes come out every Wednesday. The recaps come out on Tuesday. And sometimes I have a bonus episode on Friday, but I'm very pregnant and spread thin. So, but I love doing it. So yeah, follow along.
Are you liking the season of Love is Blind?
Obsessed. Yes. I'm loving Love is Blind. I think Jimmy is a crack up, and I'm definitely going to try to do some recaps with that. I have a former contestant coming on. We're going to dish on it. So definitely, like, I love The Bachelor and talking about that, but I want to start covering like Love is Blind and Farmer Wants a Wife. I'm just like a reality TV junkie.
I'm so glad you can enjoy it. I feel like you're perfectly far enough removed where like you have the perspective you're always going to have, and you had such a unique experience on The Bachelor, but you're also far enough away where like we can like laugh about it and be like in on the joke, but also, you know, like the line because you were there. Like you, it's like the perfect, I feel like you're the perfect person to be covering reality TV.
Well, thank you. It's a lot of fun. You know, it's not going anywhere. So it's just fun to kind of dish on it. And there's so much good. I'm going to start watching Traitors. I will say that I would love to go on Traitors. I've heard rumblings that Nick Viall's campaigning for it. I'm like, put me on there with him. Like, I was made for that. So once I'm done having bait, like once I get my body back, that's something that I would love to do. There's just so much good content out there, but I would give him a good show.
Oh my God, Courtney, me and one of my editors are working on like a dream cast list for season 3 of Traitors. We're obsessed.
Put me in,
and
coach.
You are incredible. You must go on that show. You would be so good. Oh my God. Yes, it's happening.
I would go in and I would give them a good show, and I'd give them a run for their money. I'm money motivated too. So I would bring it.
Oh my God. I love it. Well, I will text you later and I'll catch up with you soon. But thank you again for taking time out of your day to talk to me, Courtney.
Oh, anytime, girl. Thanks for having me. Have a great day.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.